Welcome back to View from the Sofa. We've called an emergency episode today because we had to announce that I forgot to announce it in the episode with Randy Caddick that we just recorded and we've just released. We've now got a partnership with Kite Cricket, and what they're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a few giveaways in the coming week, so stay tuned for that. There may be a few bats, maybe a few caps that we'll give away to our listeners in some competitions. And basically, they're just going to be trying to inspire a bigger interest in the episode. So yeah, that's basically what I wanted to tell you. But I'm joined today by, because Jamie can't make it, a good friend of mine, George Reynolds, has come on just to talk about the cricket because we've been watching it today basically together, but over Zoom. So George, first of all, I know you're not very happy with it, but you said you're not going to do any swearing or anything. What did you think about today?
Disgrace. Just absolute disgrace. It's just been terrible, to be honest. They couldn't play a straight ball. And like, obviously the pitch is it's not in good condition, and the test match showed that. But you're professional cricketers. Like, you've got to be able to pitch a few runs here and there, which we can do today, which is a shame.
You do have a few rages at the TV. This morning you did threaten to sort of knock your brother over a bit earlier this morning. Yeah, people got to stay miles away from you when you're watching cricket. And you said yourself, I think you should be playing professional cricket now for England if they can't do a killer job.
I mean, Johnny Best, first ball, misses it onto his pads. Lucky, it was just missing. Next ball, misses a straight delivery, goes straight through bat and pad. What's the first rule of cricket? Bat and pad together. We didn't see that.
This is a bad idea. Okay, so yeah, we got that. You're just saying it's bad cricket. I'm saying India just outplayed us. I know we played really badly, but India played amazingly well. They didn't bat very well, actually. It's just their spinners, Axel Patel especially, Amravi Ashwin, and I think even Washington Sundar chipped in a bit. What did you think about the way they played? Because everyone's saying that they were playing too defensive, and Michael Vaughan said it on his Instagram this morning that it's not good for test match cricket that the only way that you can get runs is by attacking the spinner. Do you think that they should have been more attacking, or do you think it was just because they were just playing badly?
What, both teams or just England?
Both teams
should have been more attacking and more positive. And I feel like in Sri Lanka, Joe Root was singles everywhere, singles everybody. He was looking to score runs. But I just feel in this test, we didn't look to score runs. We looked to stay in and not give our wicket away, which you should do, but you should also look to be positive and try and find the single every single ball, which I felt like we didn't do. So I think we got bogged down, and in that case led to an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, I think you told me the statistic that 6 out of the 9 wickets in the first innings were just out to balls that didn't even play for the spin, or it didn't spin at all. No. It just went straight. Do you think that was because, like, in Sri Lanka and in the first two test matches, like in Chennai especially, it spun a mile. So everyone, do you think the England batsmen were nervous? Like, not that it would spin a lot, so they played for spin that wasn't actually there?
I mean, England always coming after India, it's always tough because we don't know what the pitches are like that often. But I felt that this pitch was different because there was a lot of natural variation out there, which the pitch helped the Indian bowlers, that some ripped an absolute mile, and then some didn't turn at all. So the England batsmen were torn between playing for spin and playing what they saw. And half of them played for spin and it went straight through the gate. Half of them didn't play for spin and they edged it. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, I was about to say that's when, like, experience comes into play, but obviously not, because Joe Root didn't do well, Stokes didn't do well. There was no butter, of course. Just thinking towards the full test match, that's the only day-nighter there'll be, which is kind of good. Just thinking towards it, it's still in Ahmedabad, so just bearing in mind about the pitch and everything, would you be making any changes to your team?
I think that definitely we have to. I think broad isn't as much as a threat on this kind of surface, because I think you either need sheer pace or you need turn. Yeah. And I think Don Best needs to be brought back in. He's young, he's inexperienced, but so is Axel Patel, so is Washington Sundar. Both of them played for India, and who won? So I think Best needs to be brought back into the side 100%. And I just think that we need to keep switching up our top order, because it's it's obviously not working, so I think we need to find a set partnership at the top as soon as possible.
I think it was a bit harsh on Rory Burns because he's a... I mean, like, we thought going into, like, the Ashes and everything that he was our number one spinner and they were finding a partner for him, and he was dropped straight away. I thought that was a bit harsh for him because he had just come back. I think we got to give players, like, time to settle in. I think that's where... I think Silverwood's gone wrong because he's just rotated. Like, Dan Lawrence has gone out. They gave Besto a break and then put him back in. I think I'm not a fan of the squad rotation. And I think if it is going to be squad rotation, it should be like you play four test matches in a row so you get settled and then you can go instead of playing a couple of test matches, playing really well, being dropped and then coming back and deciding not scoring well like we saw with Johnny Besto.
Yeah, well, I think we just need to find another player who's consistent like Root and who is a certified member of the team who isn't coming out and in every four games or every two games and who's sitting there alongside Joe Root every single game he can possibly play.
Yeah.
And we need to find that person, I think.
Yeah. And, well, I found it quite interesting. We just talked to Randy Callagh a bit earlier today and he said that if we won the next test match, then Australia would go through to the final. And if India won the next test match, then India would go through to the final. So we know, the test match championship final. So we know New Zealand are going to be there at either Lords or the Aegeus, depending on like COVID regulations. So, I mean, I know England will try and win this game, but like from a supporting point of view, surely we don't want Australia to go through to the final. I mean, I know that doesn't mean that we should change our game or anything. We should try and win, but I'm just going to look at that.
We obviously don't want the Aussies going through, but I don't think that we should change like our mentality from a supporter's point. I think we just want to win.
Yeah,
we need to beat India. We can't, like, we've lost too many times in India. We've been thrashed too many times in India. I think we need to, like, we'll take a draw in Indian conditions.
Yeah,
like I obviously we'd love a win, but I think we'd take a draw in Indian conditions.
I think we'd more than take a draw in Indian condition because if you look at it, we've won 2-0 in Sri Lanka. If we get 2-2 in India, then we've played 6 test matches, 1-4, lost 2. And the 2 we lost were to India and we beat India twice. And the first test match, we smashed India. And to go to India in COVID restrictions when there are only Indian fans there, I think we'd be more than happy with that. I think we'd be...
Definitely. I think we'd take that, and it wouldn't be a bad result coming out of the other side. But I just like the statistic I heard the other day was our first innings against India, we scored 550 runs.
Yeah,
and then our next four innings, we didn't even beat our first innings, like the next four. So. Yeah. Like, I think our batting just needs to be sorted out, to be honest.
Yeah, and that second test in Chennai, Sharma scored more with his 161 than any of the England innings after that. So I think that's a bit annoying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I haven't had that one.
I'm not very happy with that. So, yeah, thank you very much, George, for coming on, for filling in. Just to remind you, we're partnering with Kite Cricket, so you can go check out their website now. We've got our link and our Instagram description, and we'll be partnering with them for a while, and we'll have some giveaways. So that's all the more reason to listen then.